Judy Collingburn from the Sunraysia Drought Relief Group. Got Judy on the dog and bone. G'day, Judy. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Matt. Good, thank you.
Great to catch up with you. As we know, the Australian farmers are certainly suffering at the moment with the drought and very dry in New South Wales and also Victoria. We need some rain. Looks like we're going to get a shower or two at some stage today, which is good. But obviously, we need a lot more and we need a lot of community involvement. We know about the plight of the Australian farmers and as a local community, what can you tell us about Sunraysia Drought Relief and the job that you guys are doing?
Well, Matt, we decided on Facebook one night, a few of us got talking, that we need to get a local group together to help our local farmers, because most of the support's going up north to, you know, Queensland, right up the top of New South Wales. But the farmers at Pune Kerry and a little bit further on, they're suffering badly too. So we decided to get together and just raise money and food and stock food and all that sort of thing to try and help our local farmers and keep it local.
That's terrific. Palmer for a Farmer is a fantastic initiative, and of course local pubs and hotels are getting involved with that. Palmer for a Farmer, a dollar from every palmer sold throughout the month of August is going towards the cause to buy a bale, which is fantastic. There's a number of other charities who can help out and obviously donate. Are you guys on a local level? How do people get involved and what is it exactly that you're doing?
Well, we're just raising cash to buy stock feed. We're getting people to have to drop off unperishable food items at a couple of drop-off points that we have. And then on the 18th of August, we hopefully will have a convoy of trucks and cars going up to Pune Kerry to deliver the goods. We've already got over a truckload of hay, but we're looking for a lot more donations to keep this going. We don't want to just do one drop-off. We want to do several drop-offs because people are desperate up there. A lot of the farmers up there haven't even got fresh water.
Right, quite amazing and very, very sad. There's no doubt about that. So we need to get obviously behind our Australian farmers. I believe we've got a number of drop-off points. If people like to donate some items.
We have.
What are we talking about there? Fosse's Gymporium, a big part of it too, aren't they?
Yes, they are. They got on board yesterday and they can be a drop-off point for anyone that is in town and wants to drop off. They've come on board with us. Another drop-off point is 618 Coolong Avenue in Orimple, 905 Sturt Highway, Merbein South, and we have the Narea Bridge Cafe in Dairdon also as a drop-off point, Matt. We also have got a bank account set up for anyone that likes to make a cash donation. It is a Bendigo Bank, and if they look on our Facebook page, which comes under Sunraysia Drought Support Group, they will find all details of what's been donated. We're keeping it up to date daily. But if anyone would like to give me a ring on 042 851 4286, I'll be happy to give them any further information they need, because these farmers need our support. They are in dire straits, and the way you look at it, without a farmer, no food on your table, no milk, no wheat, no bread. So we have to help them, you know, to keep their livelihoods going.
We certainly do. Judy, well said, and thank you so much for your time this morning. We'll touch base again in the next couple of weeks, lead up to the first drop-off. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Judy.
Thank you very much, Matt. Appreciate your support.